I'm Bob Boylan with a quick reminder before we start the show. Don't forget to vote for your favorite CDs of 2008. Go to npr.org/allsongs. Pick your top 10 CDs of the year. Voting has been extended to the 14th of December, with results now posted on the 15th of December. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. Now I want to tell you about an unexpectedly sweet record out from Strokes drummer Fabrizio Moretti, and it's called Little Joy. The project started with a chance meeting at a Lisbon music festival between Moretti and Brazilian singer Rodrigo Amarante. The Strokes drummer was born in Brazil, and the two had a lot to talk about. That was 2006. In 2007, with the encouragement of his friend, musician Binky Shapiro, love that name, the trio Rodrigo Amarante, Fabrizio Moretti, and Binky Shapiro made a warm, gentle, and intimate record. Listen to this song from Little Joy. It's called With Strangers.
I bet you're wondering how I know that this would come to an end. He stole your heart from you, so you tossed me out to the wind. I keep pretending not to care. Oh, the winter scent in her hair compels my
music of Little Joy from their debut project of the same name. The song we heard is called With Strangers. One of my favorite jazz musicians is trumpeter Stephen Bernstein. He's had a few band projects I've loved. You may remember a Robert Altman film called Kansas City. The soundtrack to that jazz film was the creation of music director Stephen Bernstein. Bernstein also played with New York City's Lounge Lizards and a crazy good band called Sex Mob. But these days, he and some mighty players are a band called the Millennial Territory Orchestra. This is the opening track of their new CD, which is full of sound from the 20s and 30s, but with a twist of downtown Manhattan. Listen to the signature tune from the Millennial Territory Orchestra called We Are MTO.
Thank you.
The music of the Millennial Territory Orchestra from a CD that includes the oddest version of All You Need Is Love, plus music by Count Basie and Fats Waller. The CD is called We Are MTO. The music you hear in the background are the sounds of ARS, the initials of Dwight Ashley, Hans-Joachim Rodelius, and Tim Story. The trio have been making electronic music individually for more than a quarter of a century. I've been listening to Rodelius for more than 30 years. This new collaboration is full of tender and tranquil conversations between men and their machines. This track is called Incubator. The music of Dwight Ashley, Hans Joachim Rodelius, and Tim Story. The CD's called Errata. It must be remarkable to make a record as obscure as guitarist Max Oakes did and to still be known for that 1967 performance. Max Oakes was one of many guitarists, including John Fahey, on an old compilation called Contemporary Guitar, Spring 67. You can hear the influence of those finger pickers these days in the music of M. Ward, for example. I want to play something called Imaginational Anthem. It's something Oakes wrote a long time ago as a tribute to John Fahey. The tune can now be heard on a collection of Max Oakes' music called Hooray for Another Day. Thank you. music of Max Oakes and his guitar playing and his poetry can be heard on a CD called Hooray for Another Day. The Heligoats has been a bedroom project for musician Chris Otepka for the past 6 years or so. I just received a knockout EP from the Heligoats. I could have played any cut. They're all great. This one's called Reasonable Doubt. Music of Chris Otepka. You may know a band he worked with called Troubled Hubble. This project of Otepka is called Heligoat, like a cross between a helicopter and a goat. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. A follow-up to the Decemberist 2006 release, The Crane Wife, is being worked on, and it'll be out in March of 2009. The title will be Hazards of Love. For fans eager to hear new material, the Decemberists have released a set of three singles called Always the Bridesmaid. You can get the singles either digitally or as 12-inch vinyl in the U.S., 7-inch vinyl in the U.K. One of the most fun and enjoyable tunes on the singles collection is the first single that came out in October. It's a song about the former CIA covert operation officer, Valerie Plame.
Oh, Valerie Plame, if that really is your name, I would just shout the same to the world.
The Decemberists. The song from their recent singles release is called Valerie Plame. You can hear that song and many others as part of a concert recorded in Philadelphia recently by NPR member station WXPN. Go to nprmusic.org and find the concert section. We also have a concert podcast you can subscribe to, and you can find that at the All Songs Considered website, npr.org/allsongs. 2008's been a milestone year for music. It's the 40th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album. We talked about that on last week's All Songs Considered. It's the 40th anniversary of Neil Young's legendary Sugar Mountain performance. You can hear the entire concert from Neil Young from 1968, streaming at the end of November and the beginning of December on NPR Music. And it's the 25th anniversary of another important record, a quiet little album by a then-unknown band that would change the direction of rock. The group was R.E.M., and the album was Murmur. Murmur was the band's debut full-length album, and it marked the beginning of the so-called alternative, or college rock, movement. Murmur was a moody and introverted album that stood out against the noisier punk and new wave music many were listening to at the time. R.E.M. is marking the 25th anniversary with a deluxe edition of Murmur. It includes a bonus pack and previously unreleased recordings of the band performing in 1983. The original Murmur recordings have also been remastered, and so from the album, this song is called Talk About the Passion. And don't forget to vote for your favorite CDs of 2008. Go to npr.org/allsongs. We'll post results on the 15th of December. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.